space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Empty Black Room. That is the Penske Podcast. We're going to be talking about The Empath today. The Empath is episode 12 of season 3 of TOS, directed by John Erman, written by Joyce Muscat, aired back on December 6th, 1968, an early Christmas present for all the TOS fans. In this episode, while visiting a doomed planet, the landing party is subject to torturous experiments by powerful aliens. We're joined by Modi Uparandis. Modi, how are you?
I am great.
You ready to talk about the empath? Do you feel? Do you feel what I'm feeling?
Empathetic.
Feel what I'm feeling? The empath. Who would have known that the Betazoids would be launched from this episode? Right. I guess that's the. They do more of an explanation about what an empath is in this episode than I think they ever do in any of the Next Generation. So.
Yeah, probably.
Is this person a Betazoid? I guess that would be the question. Obviously,
I don't think so. But we can get into it.
We're going to play an audio clip. Me and Modi are going to come back, and we're going to break down the empath.
What is it you want to know?
We seek no information, as you mean. Your civilization is yet too immature to have knowledge of value to us.
You don't need any knowledge from us, yet you're willing to kill for it. Is that what happened to Link and Ozama?
We did not kill them. Their own fears killed them.
Well, what did you expect from them? And what do you want from me?
We've already observed the intensity of your passions, engaged your capacity to love others. Now we want you to reveal to us your courage and strength of will.
Why? What is it you hope to prove? If my death is to have any meaning, at least tell me what I'm dying for.
If you live, you will have your answer.
All right, so in the last episode you were on, which was Plato's Stepchildren, I had mentioned that they were kind of, this and Plato's Stepchildren are kind of interesting mirrors of each other, where Plato's Stepchildren, I gave it a 1, and I was just like, you know, it kept me enthralled the entire time, but I think it's a terrible episode. The Empath is an extremely boring episode. Do you agree or do you disagree with
it? It is night and day, but the writing is better here for some reason. But the episode is boring. Yeah.
So yes.
You can't have it all. You can't have it all.
Right. I think this is technically a better episode, but it's super boring to watch. And I don't know.
They could have done some sets, maybe. That might have helped.
That might
like instead of a black room for everything.
You know,
maybe.
Season 3 is famous for Star Trek getting a budget cut in across the episodes. They just basically, NBC was just like, you know, we're going to cancel this anyway, so let's not spend a lot of money on it. But then I looked it up. They didn't get that much of a budget reduction in each episode. Not to the point where I don't understand why they don't have sets anymore. Like, it's not that huge amount of money. So unless I'm like grossly misunderstanding what 60s dollars were, they didn't take off that much, but it looks like they just were unwilling to spend on it. And
yeah,
I was thinking we have me and Clay did the show, The Prisoner Podcast, where the show ends with a episode that is very similar, not similar to this, but it's similar in the setup where it's the two characters, number 6 and number 2, in a black circular room, basically with a bunch of junk in it. And it's done much better than this, where there's a rationale in The Prisoner for that room being that way. There's no rationale whatsoever for this alien technology laboratory to have absolutely nothing in it whatsoever.
And they could have given us something for this because, I mean, if they was wanted to throw in a little something that they had to control the environment so that she's not influenced by, you know, other factors, I would buy that given the subject matter of the what their experiment here is. But they don't give us any of that. It's just black rooms for the sake of black rooms.
Yes, a lot of black rooms, a lot of curtains, a lot of blackness so that when Spock, Kirk, and McCoy are walking up to something, they can't see it until a convenient stage light appears in the lights.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, except on the stage light. Now I can see it, right?
It's right there.
A lot of weird lighting in this for sure too, yeah.
So the broad strokes of this one are that the Enterprise, Kirk, Spock, and McCoy get trapped in some sort of alien laboratory where they meet an empath character who's a mute woman who can sense what people are feeling, and she can also heal and take their pain away from them and like bear them herself. So if someone has a cut and she touches them, she gets cut and they get healed. And the aliens are torturing Kirk and McCoy with very vague explanations as to why they're doing this, and they're just saying that there's a greater good. It's eventually revealed that they are testing the empath character to see if her race is worth saving, because the sun in this in this universe is going nova or something. The sun in this solar system is going nova, and they can only save one race for some reason. So they're testing them to see which race they'll save, and they want to see if the empath will sacrifice herself, basically,
because that's important,
right?
Apparently,
yeah. So that's what the alien sees the highest thing, and then. And fuck it just ends, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like they got really a resolution on that either. I don't know how that actually turned out, actually.
Because they just take
it
her away.
It sounds ridiculous when you explain it like that all at once there. It makes the episode sound ridiculous. How about that?
I think this is a terrible episode that is functional. You know, like it's there's nothing particularly wrong with it outside of the ridiculousness of it and how absolutely boring it is.
It's got third act problems, I would say, for sure. I mean, other than the sets, it's got third act problems that ruin it, I think.
And I think it's I think the cold open is fantastic. It's like one of the best cold opens that I've seen in a while, where they beam down to this research station where people are missing. They watch a tape of the people just getting sort of zapped out of like existence and like, what the hell's going on? And then they start getting zapped out, and that's when it smash cuts to the title screen. It's a really good mystery setup. It comes down to nothing. And I mean, I know that this is a cliche of TOS, but how many times are they going to bring an alien race in that judges another race and decides what they want to do with them?
Yeah, seems like it's a common trope. Yeah, that they do that constantly.
It's getting really old by this point. And I'll fire this off at you. The title of the episode is The Empath, right? Could the empath be less important to the story while also being the center of the story? Is it like possible?
I did think about this actually. It did seem like. I guess, I mean, the empath is the central focus of the plot here, though. I mean, she is the whole thing is for her. Like, this entire thing is about her.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem like for the first two acts it's going to be, for whatever reason. I thought maybe she was, like, the one running this experiment at one point, possibly. Like, as wouldn't that be interesting? Like, if she's the one that's actually conducting and making them do this thing. But it doesn't turn out to be that interesting, unfortunately.
My take on it is that for someone who's so central to the plot of the episode, and for how much the other characters are going on about how gorgeous she is and like how great she doesn't do anything in the entire episode. It's like she touches people and heals their wounds, and then she makes the decision to save McCoy at the very end. But it's
maybe
like
it's part of her powers. Maybe like charm, like that she like beguiles people as part of her. That's why these guys are spending all this time trying to test her, because her people have this power to convince you that they're worth saving.
So you think all of her species have this power?
That's your I would think that's the case. Yeah, I know that's definitely what's going on here. That they have to, they chose this one person from the species as the test subject to decide their fate.
But
much
how,
like
how
many
would,
other races have done with the human race in other episodes.
How would an empath not know what it means to sacrifice for someone else? Isn't that that's like her entire...
It's a good point. It is a very good point.
Why are the aliens even testing this? It doesn't make any... Like, obviously she knows and can sympathize and empathize with other people. They
maybe,
call her
maybe that's their tragedy, is that they don't. Maybe that's what their race is. I mean, maybe they're like, oh, these guys have all these powers, but they aren't willing to help anybody else besides themselves. Somehow they are the most selfish empaths that ever lived.
Because she has no dialogue, right? She doesn't say anything.
Nothing.
Okay. And yeah.
She can't talk, and I don't know if she can even hear, honestly. I was thinking, like, you know, if their species evolved without vocal cords, then would they evolve without hearing also? Because they don't need necessarily to...
Sure.
I mean, I guess you can hear other stuff besides voices, but, you know, it's just interesting.
You need to be able to hear the tree that's about to fall on you.
That's the case, yeah.
Your species can
But,
continue.
I mean, they wouldn't have any frame of reference for what these people are saying.
Yeah.
presumably wouldn't be able to interpret what they're saying.
So
because they don't have language, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I understand. The do you think that? So you mentioned that you thought that the episode was boring and everything. Like, what do you think goes wrong here? What's the central issue with what they're trying to sell that we're not buying?
Well, I do like a little bit of the mystery here of that they don't give us a whole lot, that they don't tell us what's going on much with her until the third act, and they kind of leave us in the dark as to what she's all about. So I do enjoy that they trust us enough to go along with it.
I found it a little...
As opposed to other episodes.
I found it a little
maybe
annoying.
Maybe we could use a little more. Yeah.
Because I don't think that the... Well, I understand what you're saying, and I can agree with it, that it's like it's nice to sort of be... to not get all the bits right at the start.
Right.
What they're doing is not necessary to be secretive, really. Like,
no.
It's revealing it... The reason that they don't reveal it is mostly because the story would end at that point and they need to stretch
right.
it out.
Yeah. It's not convenient for the story to tell them what's going on, right? Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So it's a super padded script. Like, there's a lot of just sort of just added time. The ending, right, where she's healing McCoy as Kirk and Spock are like trapped in the force field and the aliens are looking at her. That goes on for like 10 minutes, and it's totally unnecessary for it to take that long to resolve that sort of conflict at the end. It keeps cutting back to the aliens just looking at her. It goes back to the same shot like 5 times. It's ridiculous. But so you thought that the – I mean, do you think that there's any – you enjoyed the central mystery, I guess, a little bit.
I guess that until it got to the part where they start talking again and telling us what's going on, then I stopped enjoying it. It stopped actually making sense then at that point. While I was engaged in like, oh, what is going on here? What is her deal? Like, is she in charge of this thing? Cause maybe that's the reason I thought it was so interesting, because I was approaching it from that angle, and then I found out I was sorely disappointed that it's not that interesting.
I was I had not seen this episode, I don't think, before, and I was convinced that she was nefarious from the
beginning. That's what I thought too. That's what I was hoping. I was hoping that she would be this mute person that's making them captured here. She's doing the experiments on them. She's got these guys under her thrall, that she's making them poke and prod at the other people for whatever she's trying to get out of it.
Right.
That's what I thought was going on, unfortunately.
Yeah, I thought
it was not.
I thought from the title, I thought it was going to evolve into some sort of like psychological thriller type thing where she would make them feel things or something like that they didn't want to feel, but they don't. They feel things, and she feels them by proxy, and that causes her to be okay. It's just, it's weird to me that the title of the thing is The Empath, and she's such a tertiary character. Like, she doesn't do anything to cause any of the actions that go on in this script.
Right. She makes one choice in this entire episode.
To heal McCoy.
Yeah, whether or not to heal McCoy. That's the one choice she needs to make. That's actually the one choice she needs to make the entire time. Like, that's... And I don't quite know why they killed the other guys. The Link and...
Azaka.
Yeah, I don't quite know why they died. They keep saying they died because of their fear. I don't quite know what that means. I kind of could use a little bit more there.
Yeah, because it seems like, right, I will say that the one, like, legitimately great thing about this is the torture sequences are really memorable for some reason. They're very, like, distinct. The camera angle that they have while they're hanging from the chains and everything like that is sort of neat. But I didn't understand what they were doing with the torture, because when you see Kirk doing it, you're like, oh, they're doing something like mentally, they're going to make him feel pain or something. But then they show McCoy, and it looks like they worked over McCoy with like a crowbar or something.
They took a mallet to him. Yeah, exactly.
So Kirk didn't come out any worse for wear. So why is McCoy
really
beaten to shit and has like internal bleeding, according to Spock and everything like that?
They didn't take it far enough to get the reaction they wanted out of their subject here. Apparently.
I like the fact that Shatner insisted he takes his shirt off for the torture.
Do I have to have my shirt on? No, actually, you don't have to. Okay, I won't. Okay.
You know what actually, besides the torture thing, is really great and what might be worth talking about? Great episode for McCoy as a hero.
Yeah, he had some good moments here.
He sacrifices himself, right? Kind of cleverly. That's my favorite scene of the whole thing.
There was a clever turn where Spock basically usurps control by letting Kirk get put under, and then McCoy does the exact same thing, basically. Right. Oh, that's a good idea. I should do that.
that's very good. He undergoes the torture. He basically gets beaten almost to death. It's a really good episode for him. Really strong strength of character. He actually has a nice bonding scene with Spock where he's like, you have the bedside touch of an angel or whatever he tells him. And then Spock actually calls him his friend because that's something I don't know if you've seen enough episodes to really watch, but I think it's interesting how Spock and McCoy in the TV show are not particularly friendly with each other.
That's my impression. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't think that they... I mean, McCoy does not seem to like Spock, really, honestly.
No, he doesn't, no.
Sometimes it comes off as just, like, kind of just, you know, friendly ribbing, but sometimes it's like, you just do not like this guy.
So sometimes it's aggressive from McCoy, and then Spock's retort is even more biting in a lot of ways, where it feels like it's almost like they should come to blows kind of thing, about this stuff. But
there's something else going behind the scenes, like they've met before off the ship, and now they're drawn together here.
That's right. They hate each other. They're bringing it in. I think it's funny mostly because in the movies they don't portray it that way. So I think people are kind of used to that type of thing. But in the TV show, they really don't particularly get along with each other. They maybe respect each other, but sometimes it doesn't even seem like they respect each other all that much. Which makes this episode interesting because of how sort of touchy-feely they are with each other by the very end. Although McCoy lying on his deathbed after getting his kidneys beaten up or whatever happened to him would do that to Spock, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you know, is there anything to talk about these aliens that we have here? They remind me of the aliens from The Cage, the Talosians. They basically have like big heads, I guess.
Yeah.
Why can they only save one race from this?
That's a good point. Take all the time you're spending on this experiment and use that to save the races.
Save everybody on that planet.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, what's basically the whole crux of their plan that they don't reveal until the very end, which kept you on the edge of your seats, apparently, was the fact that they are setting up this complicated experiment to decide which of the races in this solar system or whatever we'll be able to save, because the sun of the solar system is going to go nova. Everybody's going to die. So they're like, well, we can only save one planet, apparently. And they're doing this sort of bizarre testing type thing.
Yeah.
Why do they settle on self-sacrifice as the item that they determined to be legitimately worth saving?
You know, I do not know. Yeah, I don't know how they decided that was the factor. And I also don't understand, like, the time frame here. Like, they know this star is going to go supernova. They killed the other crew that they went back there looking for. Those guys were dead for like 2 months, they said, in the cold open.
Oh, right.
So, you say they've been doing experiments on this one person for at least 2 months.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they move on at that point, first of all? Or I mean, are you testing the other races on at the same time someplace else? I want to see those experiments going on. Like, put us in touch with those people and see what else they're doing.
Did she just
maybe this is the best option they have of some bad options.
Did she just need to see the shirtless Kirk in order to be like, you know, sometimes sacrifice is worth it?
I'm willing to sacrifice myself now.
So my understanding is that she let the other two be tortured to death without being willing to step in. And
third time's the charm is what their opinion is, apparently, as the experiments go.
And for some reason, after that, she bonds with McCoy. Like, isn't it weird that McCoy doesn't really get to know her?
Yeah, they're holding hands with Kirk, and she bonds with McCoy for some reason.
Right. Like, why? They did this much better in, what the hell's the one with the... Is it this side of... No, not this side of paradise. Remember the one where the guys were wearing the... Oh, maybe I watched that one by myself. But anyway, there was an episode where... Jesus, I've lost my train of thought about what the hell this woman was doing. But I mean, I think that I don't understand why the bonding with McCoy, which is the point I was trying to break up. There was an episode that previously McCoy bonds with a alien woman in that episode, and that causes at the end of the episode her to save them because she's like, oh, I'm friends with McCoy. That it doesn't happen here. And McCoy arguably doesn't even have any sort of empathic relationship with her that would cause her to want to save him. It's really weird. It's like, why have a show written about this empathic ability and not have that really be played up to any degree?
Not show any empathy to anybody? Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't very strange, yes.
I mean, arguably, they show empathy as more of a wound healing technique.
Right. They don't really care about the feelings involved in it. It's just that she can absorb people's injuries.
Right.
And that's what they need to be her willing to do, is take other people's injuries away.
But the aliens are only concerned with her empathically understanding sacrifice, which just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. What'd you like from this episode, if anything?
What did I like, if anything? Oh man. Having a hard time here, actually. I'm trying to read through the synopsis here, see if I can find any like gems to talk about here.
It's
the one gem, but
it's a really boring episode. It's one of those episodes I was like, oh, it's got to be nearly over, and I hit the pause on Netflix, and there was like 26 minutes left. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, why is this episode so long? I was wondering if they could.
It's at one point when they kill off. They kill off McCoy, basically. I was just wondering if they could actually do that. Like, could they actually kill him off from the show? It's like, I know he's in the movies, so, like, he must not die here. But it's like, if they just legit killed him and then made this race not savable and make him dead, like, that'd be kind of interesting episode then. I would think that's pretty interesting then. I would probably, that's the way to redeem this one, I think.
We can have that with my X-rated version of Plato's Stepchildren. We can just air them back.
Kill
back
McCoy off, and he doesn't come back now. He's dead for real, and it's all this person's fault.
I mean, there's
a real deal with that. That'd be interesting.
There's a lot of episodes that would do that, right? If they could kill the characters off, it would elevate so many of the episodes.
Yeah. It really would.
Because
I thought they went with McCoy, because he's the only one you can really kill off. You're not going to kill off Spock, and you're not going to kill off Kirk. So if you're going to kill somebody off, it's got to be McCoy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the only one you could kill off feasibly.
But he's got that credit in the opening credits now.
He's got a big name on the opening credits, so I guess he can't, but they should have.
Yeah.
They should have.
I mean,
save this one episode.
I think that how would you compare this to Plato's Stepchildren? Like, what would be your sort of distinction between the two of them?
They're both super into torture, but I would say that this is somewhat better written, but not at all interesting to watch. And the other one is not very well written, but is actually like just kind of, I don't know, in a train wreck kind of way, but also just kind of a lighthearted kind of way. It is fun to watch,
right?
That one, actually,
this episode is not lighthearted.
No, it's not, and it doesn't seem to be dealing with anything. I think the part of the problem here too is that the crew is in danger for no reason.
Yes.
Like they are stuck and they are trying to just survive, and it doesn't seem like it's for any purpose. It just seems like it's totally random that they got selected for this thing, and it doesn't need to be them.
Well, it's what ties into your not revealing it, right? Because by the nature of the aliens not revealing it, the torture and everything seems pointless over the course of it.
It's sadistic, and it doesn't seem like it's for anybody's purpose. And the episode is not about them. It's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's the empath. It's all about her. But again, she doesn't do much most of the episode, and then. I guess, I don't know. It doesn't. There needs to be some type of meaning behind why they're choosing these people in particular, I feel like. But, you know, they were drawn there by happenstance, and those people were just drawn there because they were there. And, like, you know, they got sucked into this because the star was going supernova, I guess. That's how they got sucked into it. I don't know.
It
doesn't make any sense.
Is it surprising to you that this episode was not aired in the BBC due to what they call disturbing content?
I found that surprising. I read that also, that actually the last episode we talked about also was not aired because of the torture, the implied torture or the torture there.
The British are funny.
Or the humiliation of it.
We have a lot of British listeners, and British TV, like I guess it makes a lot of sense about like why punk rock exploded in Britain. Like their sort of censorship is really bizarre for a... first world, you know, sort of like democratic country. I guess it's because all the TV stations are publicly owned, right? So they have to kind of err on the side of that. But there's like a lot of TNG episodes, like the TNG episode that dealt with terrorism, they didn't air. Anything that has to do with like even minor torture, like I'd even have a, this episode is definitely torture, but I have a hard time calling any, I'd have a hard time saying that they're tortured in Plato's stepchildren.
I mean, it's implied torture with weapons on the table and that kind of thing of that one scene.
That's true.
With the revelries. So I guess it's there. I mean, the quote here is that they all dealt most unpleasantly with the already unpleasant subjects of madness, torture, sadism, and disease. So that's such a British sentence.
Just a sip of tea in between each line. Just
oh, God. So British, most unpleasantly with the already unpleasant subjects.
British listeners, let me know if things have changed and if the BBC has lightened up a little bit or now. But it's always funny reading all these Star, like, they're Star Trek episodes. They're like rated G. You know, like how can you not... Like, you could show a 5-year-old child all of these episodes and not be worried about anything. Yeah. Well, I think that's it. I think we're going to wrap up this episode for The Empath, which is a truly bizarre episode. I'll be interested in your rating for this one. You gave Plato's Stepchildren a 3. I give it a 1. So I'm going to play an audio clip. We are going to come back, and we're going to give our final thoughts and ratings for The Empath.
Internal injuries, bleeding in the chest and abdomen. Hemorrhage of the spleen and liver. 70% kidney failure.
He's right, Jim. Being a doctor has its drawbacks. I always wondered why I...
Could happen anytime.
The correct medical phrase, Haysbach.
All right, guys, we're here to rate The Empath. If you want to click in the upper right-hand corner of the YouTube video, if you're watching it on YouTube, you can vote on our 1-5 scale. Click that little gray circle with an eye in it or something, and the little poll will pop up, and you can vote on our 1-5 scale about what you thought about this one. Modi? I'll go first, I guess, since you went first with Plato's Stepchildren. I like this is a tough rating to me because I feel like I should balance it out against Plato, but I think they're I think they're both ones, but they're different versions of ones to me. And it's exactly what you had mentioned, where The Empath is a better story overall. It's like a better idea, but it's super boring, and Plato is a terribly written script that is enthralling at the same time. Plato's Stepchildren would be more akin to The Room, like the movie, the film The Room, and The Empath would be more like a, I don't know, like a Ken Burns documentary that actually was not very interesting at all for some reason. What are you going to give this guy?
You actually brought down my score by rating Plato's Children a 1. I was going to give this one a 2, and I'm going to give it a 1 now also because it is really boring, like you say. And I was thinking of your scale of, like, would you ever watch this one again? And I would not watch this one and not recommend anyone to ever watch this one.
No, I think that's fair.
Skip it. Always skip it. This is not worth watching. I can certify it. Certified not worth watching.
I mean, it's like a 2 on my scale is fixable, right? And this one I think is fixable, but everything is broken. Yeah, like everything,
a lot of work.
Everything is not very enjoyable, and at that point, I just think it doesn't really work. Like even the central focus of the central idea of The Empath is not explored whatsoever. It's just so dull. I will say that I do like the way that they shot the torture scene. Just the fact that they're hanging from the chains like that is interesting to me.
Yeah, I like that shot. That was good. I guess I like that couch. That she was on.
Oh, yes.
The three-way couch there. Kind of like that couch. That was cool.
That's a good prop.
Yeah, but yeah, they could have used some sets maybe. But it helped.
Yeah.
Maybe just not a black background occasionally.
With some lights on it. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 1. You're going to give it a 1. Definitely one of the more boring episodes. And it's interesting. This is season 3. As we churn through season 3 here, where things are ending up, it's been a fascinating ride. But if you guys enjoyed the content and you're on YouTube, like and comments, appreciate it. If you're on iTunes, a rating or review helps. If you can rate us on any of the podcatchers you listen to the show on, it's appreciated. Facebook.com/ThePenskeyPodcast, Patreon.com/ThePenskeyPodcast. Go there for extra content. $2 a month gets you extra podcasts. Isn't that fascinating? And it helps support the show and all that stuff. But we're almost done with TOS. This is your last TOS episode, Modi. How does that feel?
It feels good to have it behind me.
Give me some.
That's not fair. I mean, I guess there was a lot of good episodes that we watched, actually. These last two were not very good, though.
don't be scared. My wrap-up for TOS is probably going to be a little scathing.
I am super glad that the Next Generation exists. Let's just put it that way. Because
sure.
It is an interesting universe that isn't explored well. I'll put it that way.
In the original series.
In the original series, yes. They set up a nice big universe with a lot of interesting things going on and do not use it to its full potential just yet.
Yes. I don't think I can disagree. I'll go more in depth in the wrap-up, but it's funny to me that there's only three seasons of TOS, right?
Mm-hmm.
That feels very quick for the impact that the show had.
Yeah, you can't deny that. It definitely was a cultural impactful thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a phenomenon. Now that I've watched so many of them, I'm kind of curious as to why it became such a phenomenon. Like,
mm-hmm.
I understand that it's definitely very iconic, right? Like the way it looks and the way that they sort of interact with each other and like the whole setup of Starfleet and the ships and everything. Like it's all very original in that way, but I don't know. Compared to other 60s television, I need people who are like alive and sort of like adult.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to somebody about that, about what they think about the show if they watched it when it was first on,
right,
and they liked it, and how they feel about like TNG and where it goes from there, like how they feel with other stuff that came after it.
Right.
I'd be very interested to hear that.
Or if they think that it wasn't one of the best shows of that era, why they think it caught on to the way that it did. Because I know a few other 60s shows, and I think that they're all kind of a higher quality than TOS is. So it's interesting to me that it stuck around. And I mean, I don't have anything against TOS. It might be a product of its era, but I will never sit down and watch a TOS in the background, like put one on just to sort of have it wash over me. And I think that's interesting. And I think it's also just kind of, it might just be the movies, right? Like the movies are going
to... The movies could be the reason, yeah.
Yeah,
it could be it.
Movies are going to change everything. We'll get to that when we get to it. But anyway, look for my thoughts in the TOS wrap-up video. But that's about it. Modi, do you have anything you want to say before you sign off from TOS for good?
I'll leave it there.
That's it, yeah. Well, I can feel you empathically, and I am inclined to agree. But guys, check out Modi's channel on YouTube. I'll put a link to it in the video description. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. I think we have one more episode. It's Turnabout Intruder, the very last episode of TOS. So we're going to get to that, and then we're going to move on to the movies. So hip, hip, hooray. But we'll talk more about that in the next couple days. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next time.